BBC News with Neil Nunes. Scientists have taken a step towards one of the biggest goals in medicine, a universal blood test for cancer. A team in the United States has tested a method called CancerSeek on 1,000 patients to see if it could detect 8 types of the disease. The test showed a success rate of 70%. The parents accused of holding their 13 children in shackles at their California home have pleaded not guilty to charges of torture, abuse and false imprisonment. A district attorney said the children, aged between 2 and 29, were found severely malnourished with brain and nerve damage. U.S. senators are considering a bill to temporarily fund government operations for a month and avoid a shutdown of federal agencies when their existing funding expires. Correspondents say it's looking unlikely that senators will vote in favor of the measure before the deadline on Friday night. A group of investors led by the Japanese multinational telecoms firm SoftBank is taking a large stake in Uber, the ride-hailing company. The deal will leave the firm's controversial co-founder Travis Kalanick a dollar billionaire. The Russian ambassador to the EU has insisted that his country's military forces have not been targeting functioning hospitals in Syria. In a BBC interview, Vladimir Chizov said mistakes were unavoidable, but Russia's aim had never been to destroy Syrian infrastructure. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, has announced she is expecting her first child in June. Ms. Ardern said that the Deputy Prime Minister, Winston Peters, would act in her place for 6 weeks after the baby was born. Scientists say that the duration of adolescence is increasing and now lasts from the age of 10 up until 24. They argue a change in the definition of adolescence is needed to ensure laws and government policy stay appropriate. BBC News.